CPA Mobile.
Navy on deck, N0TR.
Dealing with my fingers like everybody else.
One, you don't sound good.
I am making improvements and slowly but surely. At this rate, I'll probably be dead before I get over this. But anyway, right now I'm headed to Tractor Supply. I made a guess at a front wheel for it, and it's just a little bit too big, too tall. So I'm gonna have to take it back and they've got other choices, so I should be able to find something else.
What was it that was too tall? I'm sorry, I was asking Bernice a question.
Front tire for the trailer, it just folds down and, you're supposed to be able to roll it like that, but this tire is, it's not really a tire, it's just a piece of plastic, and it's got two flat places in it. Looks like somebody drug it along the pavement, for miles. And so it obviously needs replacing, and I wanted to get something pneumatic, but they don't have anything that small. So, I may just buy a bigger bracket so I can use a bigger tire.
Okay, I'm going to give you Tom's tip of the day, and I won't mention it anymore, and I won't ask any questions. That's Dr. Robert Rogers, a dermatology, 213 Mills Avenue in Greenville. And you would be over this if you'd listened to me and went there in the first place. I went to numerous doctors trying to figure out a rash I had on my rear section back there, and wouldn't go away, and every one of them had no answer hardly whatsoever, with generic stuff you could buy over the counter. I went to him, he walks in, and he puts this long name on it. It was Tinea something or other, and give me some shampoo and some medicine for it. It's the only one that ever helped me in my life with that. And I'd had it for a long time, but it could spread all over your body. But it's not contagious or nothing like that, not a big problem. But if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say that. But you feel comfortable going to where you're going. That's what counts, Dave. I won't mention it again, but you just don't sound like the Dave I'm used to, and you ain't been playing any tennis either, which is highly irregular. And I did warn you about that heat, though, didn't I? That's two. N0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
So funny. Well, I appreciate the advice. I'm seeing my PCP, and, I saw another doctor, one of his other doctors that works with him, because he was out of town. And so when I went back, I saw my regular doctor. He was back. And he put me on a stronger antibiotic, and he said we need to get this thing, moving along here. So anyway, I figure, by Monday, if I'm not seeing go to my dermatologist, and he's real good, and you know, he might change you know, what I'm taking, who knows. But he's done a real good job, and but I appreciate the advice.
Well, good luck, Dave. And he's a dermatologist, might be a lot better than a regular doctor. But we were just sitting there watching Gunsmoke. Bernice did some wheat pulling, and I tended the chickens and some other things outside. And then all at once, when I'm getting ready to blow off the lawnmower with a blower, I got the pain from HELL in my back and almost passed out, and kind of scared me. I haven't had one of those in many years. Well, I won't say that, but in a while. And it's still hurting bad, and I got a heating thing on it and took some medicine, and oh, gracious me, oh my, I must have twisted the wrong nerve. It's getting old stuff. It just ain't for sissies, Dave.
Well, you know, you don't have to go to the doctor for that, I can tell you. I mean, you are a pain in my backside, so, I mean, you know, that's all I need to say about it.
That's a 2.5.
We're getting to the halves now. Well, seriously, I'm sorry that happened to you. I've got a bulging disc that I put up with for years, and you know, it's not going to get any better, but it's not getting any worse either. So, you know, I'm not about to have back surgery. That's for sure. I can promise you that. And I mean, if they told me I was dying, I'd say, good, just go ahead and give me a shot and I'll die, you know, because I ain't having.
Boy, just come up here and I'll sick one of my killer chickens on you. Bernice is over here one day, I think.
Hi, Dave. Hope you get feeling better.
I can't get much talk out of her. But I'm just here eating some cottage cheese and tomatoes out of the garden. Not the cottage cheese, before you say it, but the tomatoes. And they're really good this year, although we didn't have many that survived this heat. We haven't got near as much rain as a lot of people have. But our kids are back in Kansas enjoying the farm that my wife's sister and brother-in-law used to live on. And they sent a picture of Isaac, my grandson, with a big, beautiful channel cat he caught this morning. And I told her, I said, I thought it was hotter down here, being here for a few years. But I said, I must have been delirious. She says, yes, you were, because it's hotter up here. People don't believe that, but oh my, it was, Dave. And I worked for over 50 years in unair-conditioned plants.
Well, at least you're in the right spot. I mean, the air conditioning plant. oh, me. All right, well, I've arrived at Tractor Supply here, so I'm going to find me a place to park this thing and go inside and see what kind of trouble I can get into. All right, well, you have a good one, and I'm going to clear out. I'll see 73s after your final at KB4 CBA.
Okay, Dave. Great to hear you. And I said unair-conditioned. The last place I worked, the next to the last, was a wheel plant, and I worked above the 146 degrees, in 146 degrees, above the 1,100 degree Fahrenheit ovens for a year, melting aluminum. But the last year I worked was in a hospital as a technician, and that was really nice. Most of the time we had to go outside and do a little work now and then, but for the most part, electronics. But it was hot up there in Kansas, just pitifully hot, especially if you was about 65 feet off the floor working on an overhead crane. We survived it, though. Take care, Dave. Have a good day. KB4CBA and 0TR Clear.
KB4CBA.